DACA mother deported, Comic-Con stays, and dangerous heat moves in. A DACA recipient mother has been deported after federal officials cited what they described as unauthorized travel as grounds to terminate her protected status. According to a Department of Homeland Security letter reviewed by reporters, the action is part of a broader federal enforcement campaign that has resulted in 86 DACA recipients deported nationwide and 241 others arrested. The case lands with particular force in San Diego, a border county with one of the largest DACA recipient populations in the country. The deportation comes as Congressman Scott Peters warned last week at a news conference outside the downtown USCIS office that roughly 8,000 San Diego workers are caught in a DACA renewal backlog, with processing times stretching from 15 days to 4 to 6 months. Advocates note that DACA recipients historically had access to a pathway called advance parole, allowing international travel under specific circumstances, and that the legal interpretation of what constitutes unauthorized travel has been a matter of active legal and policy dispute. On a markedly different note, Comic-Con announced at the close of this year's four-day convention that it has reached an agreement with the City of San Diego, the Convention Center, and the San Diego Tourism Authority to keep the event in the city through 2030. The convention draws 135,000 attendees, generates 61,000 hotel room nights, and carries a reported $160 million regional economic impact. The multi-year commitment provides the convention center and the city's tourism infrastructure with the long-term certainty needed for capital investment and staffing planning. Particularly significant given that Comic-Con has at times considered Los Angeles as an alternative venue. The weekend heat emergency demands serious preparation. Inland communities including El Cajon, La Mesa, Escondido, Poway, and San Marcos face mid-90s to around 105 degrees near the foothills. Mountain communities could see 115 to 118 degrees. Even coastal areas, typically buffered by ocean air, will sit under a heat advisory with highs in the mid-80s to around 90. The Thorn Fire near Boulevard, already at 1,201 acres with just 10% containment, poses the sharpest immediate risk as fire weather conditions reach their worst Saturday.